Hi, thank you for listening to The Mornings with Aiken. This is a talk show we record live Monday through Friday on twitch.tv/CharlieAiken. From time to time, you will hear me talk to people, and that is me interacting with chat who is giving their opinion on the topics we are currently talking about. If you would like to give your opinion, join us 10 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday on twitch.tv/CharlieAiken. Enjoy the show. Okay, there we go. Let's see here. Wait in line at Disney, at least you get the shade and there's a little display. Shit doesn't take, like, doesn't... Yeah. So, okay, Six Flags, it was just sitting in the sun. Ooh, that sucks. I'm so sorry to hear that above the line. I know you were really looking forward to that, and I'm sorry that it didn't work out the way you wanted it to. But did you at least have fun with your friends? Were you able to have at least some fun with your friends and the kiddos? I mean, just hanging out. I mean, obviously the rides weren't, the park wasn't great, but if you can get into the park at night, it kind of changed your expectations. Joy spending time with friends for sure. She's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. I should also probably look at the monitor that I said I'm going to look at, you know? Should probably look at the right monitor. Disney After Hours. Disney After Dark. It definitely sounds like something that, it sounds a little sussy. Sounds a little Disney-esque. What's that scene, the scene from Family Guy of, like, Mickey Mouse is like, you want to be a star, don't you? Like, oh, fuck. Run, Minnie, run! I absolutely hated that scene. It was so gross because it definitely at that time it called out a bunch of people. Full disclosure, confession time. I've been to California Adventure, but I have not been to Disneyland or Disney World. But I have been to California Adventure, which essentially is the same thing. No, it's not. It's not the same thing. I'm sorry. It's not. I undersold Disney. Shame. Knockoff Disney. It was knockoff Disney. So wait, Six Flags is like mascots of the Looney Tunes, right? The Looney Tunes are the mascot. Yeah, okay. I feel like that's a better mascot. I mean, I know that Mickey Mouse is like big time, but if I'm being real about it, I'd rather have Bugs Bunny. Goofy is where it's at. Goofy, I think, is the only like Disney, like core Disney character that I actually care about. Yeah, so my entire boss. Like, I. My family in Boston absolutely loves Disney. So I'll probably end up going there at least once in my life. I'll probably go there at least once. Not anytime soon, but I will likely go there eventually. Disney After Hours. Disney After Dark, where all the kiddos are in bed and the parents go crazy in the park with booze and alcohol. Fighting in Toontown. Getting turned up in Toontown and fighting people. That's, you know, that's what happens at Disney. That's my expectation of Disney is around the world. Well, like, my expectation of Disney is what happened at Toontown, where those people got in a fight and they punched each other in the face. That's my expectation. It's true. So, is that what I do? So, when I go, how many people do I have to punch in the face to be a true Disney goer? How many do I have to punch in the face to be a true Disney goer? That is the real question at hand here. Right? The people at Toontown, obviously, it was a couple people. Are they true Disney goers? Three and one mascot. All right. So, okay. Goofy's offhand. Goofy, we can't punch Goofy because he's like legitimately the only good core character. I was almost going to say Daffy Duck. Donald Duck can get a good old right hook for sure. Donald Duck, he is a jackass. He is a jackass in Kingdom Hearts. He is such a backstabbing asshole. Hard to run in that costume. Look. Yeah. He is a backstabbing asshole in Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys, so when we opened this stream today, some of you guys were listening to Bell Bottoms. Do you guys know what movie that's from? Bell Bottoms is from Baby Driver, and it's from probably one of the best like car chase scenes or driving scenes I've ever seen. And I really want, like, after listening to that song, I really want to watch this. Like, I really want to watch this driving scene. Also, John Hamm's in it. John Hamm's in it. So, no, I have not. And I hearing that it's amazing, not just from like critics, but like all over Twitter this week. And I saw it and I was like, oh, and you know what I ended up doing instead? I watched Mad Men. I watched Mad Men instead. So rewatching it for the third time. And you know what my justification was? My justification of watching Mad Men again was, or continue to watch it instead of The Boys, was I'm almost done with the season a third time, or the series a third time. I should just finish it out. That was kind of my justification for it yesterday. But I really want to watch it. I don't have that issue. I don't have that issue. But I do want to watch this scene from Baby Driver. It's the 6-minute opening clip, and it's amazing. It's probably one of the best scenes in opening scenes in a movie in a really long time, and Edgar Wright did it fantastic. I mean, Edgar Wright's amazing. So let's just watch this. What's happening? Okay, hold on. I absolutely love this scene. I love this movie, to be real. Except for it did get ruined because Kevin Spacey's in it. Yeah. Yeah, it is. So one of the things about it is that this is actually from a music video too. Like, it's like almost a shot for shot recreation of a music video. Strong is that human to be able to have one hand shoot a shotgun? Jesus.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous
guy's like Ash Ketchum level strength.
Bell bottom. Bell bottom.
This song is like 100 times better with this scene, just saying. Yeah, I absolutely love that scene. It's, again, one of the best opening scenes. One of the best opening scenes. That's your city. We saw your entire city right there. We just saw your entire city right there. Oh, thanks. What's up, Austin? How's it going? Welcome back. Dan the Man, welcome back. Yes, that is Baby Driver one of my favorite movies in the last probably a few years. I don't watch it that often. I don't think I've watched it since it came out. But, you know, it's one of those things that, like, I enjoy when I hear that Bell Bottom song. I immediately think of this, and I want to, like, if I hear it in my Mini, watch out. If you're driving with me and we're in my Mini and that song comes on, I'm finding the windiest road and I'm hitting 60 on it. All right. Because I don't have the skills as baby driver. All right. But I feel like I do when that song comes on. So get ready. Get ready. All right. Well, that's a good way of starting the show off. We're going to start talking about some stories here. We're going to talk about some stories. The first one we're going to talk about is the T-Mobile merger. Who knew that this was going on? Who knew that T-Mobile and Sprint were joining forces? There's some good, there's some bad. There's a bunch of stuff going on. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk a little bit about it. It's going to be. Did not know that. Yeah, they are doing a merger, and it just got approved. So the FCC approved it last year. We'll talk about it. FCC approved it last year. The antitrust department of the Justice Department has approved it. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. Ooh. Damn, cousin, 9 months. We got a Twitch baby. I got a Twitch baby with my cousin. oof. Whoa. What are we naming it? What are we naming it? Oh, man. I don't know. There's some out there I probably don't even know about, if I'm being real about it. Probably some out there I don't even know. What am I going to tell our Twitch baby? They got another sibling, I guess. Okay, so thank you so much, cuz. How you doing, man? I hope you're doing well. Okay, so today, just to give you guys kind of a heads up, today is going to be a shorter show. There's a bunch of stuff that I have to do today. We are actually 2 months away from TwitchCon. We're 2 months away from TwitchCon, and I got so much to do. I got to order bands. I got to go order the wristbands. I got to contact people I want to have meetings with. There's a bunch of stuff going on I got to get done today So I have to actually hop off. Oh, we're going to have a little bit of a shorter show today, but we're definitely I'm definitely pumped for the things that are happening. So let's talk about T-Mobile merger real quick. All right. So over the weekend, the Justice Department of the United States has approved the merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. Now, this is the antitrust department, which in the DOJ. So the antitrust is kind of, you know, this is multiple, especially when there's like a big purchase like this or a big merger. There's a lot of things that have to be approved. And this is a big hurdle for that merger to happen. So last year got approved by the FCC. And so the FCC kind of gave them their blessing, and then the DOJ did it this last weekend. And then also 5 other states have approved the merger and like are working out deals on how to get this merger done with. However, there are a number of states that are filing a lawsuit suing the Department of Justice and the FCC for over this whole thing. So they actually don't want it. We'll talk about why they don't want it. And so that's essentially what's happening there. So they and what was the deal? The whole thing is that you can't just have a merger and then like there's no stipulations associated with it. There's definitely things that came to play here that the Department of Justice said, look, we will approve the merger, but you absolutely have to do these things first. If you don't do these things, you won't be approved. And so one of the big ones is that Sprint has to sell off its prepaid services. So that's Boost Mobile, that's Virgin Mobile, and Sprint Prepaid. So those services have to be sold off. So who do they sell them to? Who do you think they sell those services to? Well, there's one company that has been trying to get into the mobile game, and this is their opportunity to do that, and that is Dish Network. So over the last, over the last 5 years, Dish has been buying spectrum all over the country. Dirty Dan, 7 months, we're about to have a Twitch baby too, BB. Dirty Dan, how are you, my friend? How the frick are you? Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us on this Monday morning. I hope you're having a great Monday. Hope you had a great weekend as well. Thank you so much for this. Thank you so much for the sub, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate the hell out of you. That subs. Yeah, no kidding. So Dish Network is going to be buying these assets, and they have been buying spectrum all over the country. But the issue was they didn't have towers. They didn't have services. So they didn't have... Man, kind of looks like a new angle. The camera blurry, also doing great. Yeah. No, we are 100% aware the camera's blurry. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it after stream today about making it look a little bit better. 100%. I'm going to make it look a little bit better today after stream. So, So Dish is going to be doing it, and they have a seven year agreement with Sprint and T-Mobile to buy towers, and also a roaming agreement where if a customer is on, say, a Dish Network mobile service, that they'll be able to roam off of T-Mobile and Sprint towers, which it's going to just be T-Mobile once the merger is done. So the Sprint name will be dissolved and it'll all be T-Mobile once it's done, once the merger is complete. So hold on. So that's essentially what's happening there. So if you are a Sprint customer or T-Mobile customer, you won't really see much difference in what's happening. And I'll tell you about what I mean by that in just a minute. But if you are a Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile, or a Sprint Prepaid, you may see some changes. So you may want to contact them and say, hey, what's going on? What do I expect? And they may not know much now, but at least you can get the conversation started. So just keep that in mind, that if you are one of those prepaid services, that you will soon be under the billing of Dish Network instead of Sprint. So what is the benefit? What's the benefit of a merger like this? So here's one of the biggest benefits. Right now we have four major carriers. We have four major carriers in the United States. It's Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile and Sprint. These big two don't really have much incentive to do anything. They have the majority of the customers. They have a lot of big... They have some of the best networks around. They don't... The AT&T and Verizon, they don't really have much to do. These other two are so small. Like, they're... Combined, they're still only third in top rated or top amount of customers. That's how small T-Mobile and Sprint are, is that even combined, they're still only the third largest company. And so when you have that kind of when you have that kind of that kind of dynamic there, the top two don't really have much incentive to do much of anything, right? To expand their network, to make networks better. There's not much incentive here. Now you have another company who's making a merger, and you essentially. And now there's this competition for the 5G market. And with the assets from Sprint and the assets from T-Mobile, they'll be able to push out 5G faster than say T-Mobile or than Verizon and AT&T. And that will hopefully kind of make a race to 5G at this point, because it's kind of been slow. It's kind of just been dragging at its feet. So now this merger will hopefully make a big boost into the race of 5G in the United States. That's essentially, hopefully that's what will happen. That's what Verizon and AT&T says is going to happen. That's what T-Mobile says it's going to happen. So let's see if that actually does happen, because it would be great to have some competition there in the 5G market to really push it forward. And if you are a T-Mobile customer already and a Sprint customer, because you'll soon be a Sprint will soon be a soon you'll be a T-Mobile customer. Your pricing is going to be locked in for the next 3 years. So you're not actually going to, your pricing won't increase. T-Mobile has come out and said that to Sprint and T-Mobile customers. All current T-Mobile customers will have their lock in prices for the next 3 years. So you will not, there won't be anything. You won't see any surprises because of this. However, one of the biggest issues is there's less competition now. And usually in a free market, when you have a lot of competition, that drives price down for the consumer. And that was the whole point of the Department of Justice making Sprint sell off their prepaid services to another company. So Dish will essentially be a third player in the mobile field here in the United States. So that's kind of what is happening here, is that they are the Department of Justice basically said, like, look, we need four competitors in this field. That is what we have determined will keep prices competitive. If you guys merge, you'll only be three left, and we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. So they are essentially saying, they essentially told them, you have to sell off those assets to Dish Network, who's been in trying to get into the mobile phone business for a while now. Well, when they talk about the big ones, right? There's a certain amount of market that you actually have to own, and I don't think Xfinity actually has enough of the market share to be considered like a big player, right? So like that's kind of, they have to have a certain amount of market share to be considered competition, and so you wouldn't like Walmart's phone plan, you wouldn't consider competition. Like there's a bunch of little ones around that you wouldn't consider competition, right? So there isn't enough to consider it. So like what is it, One Talk or something like that, that's Walmart's brand. Like it's not big enough to be considered it. Now Xfinity may, you know, down the road have some type of market share where they considered be number five, but the assets that are being sold to Dish is enough to consider them a competitor in that field. At least that's what my understanding is. And the only reason why the Department of Justice has approved this merger is because they are because of that market share that Dish will essentially get. So that is essentially what's happening here. And you know, like, there's some people that are looking at it as a bad thing. And I understand that it can look like a bad thing. But I think for T-Mobile customers and Sprint customers, they're going to have better service. Well, at least, you know, Sprint customers are going to have one of the best mobile companies around now. Like, I don't know if you guys seen what T-Mobile has done over the last few years, but T-Mobile is shaking the trees. What happened to those nasty beans? Oh, they're right here. I keep forgetting about them. I'm so sorry. Let me... Okay, there's that. Okay. Thank you for reminding me. I don't know why. Like, it's even in the fucking, like, sub thing. Like, hey, make sure you eat a bean. Okay. We got either juicy pear, or, booger. Juicy pear or booger. Ah! And this one's either blueberry or toothpaste. It's toothpaste. Better than booger, I guess. We're losing him. Toothpaste ain't bad. Okay. Ugh. Gross. So if you live in Alaska, this merger doesn't really affect you that much because we don't have T-Mobile or Sprint here. But if you're in, who has T-Mobile? It'll clean your mouth out. Yeah. Yum, yum. Who has T-Mobile? Who has Sprint? Who does this? I have T-Mobile. Google Fi, baby. I want Google Fi to be like, I want it to be big. I want it to be like huge. I really do. I wish it worked in Alaska. It doesn't. Like, I cannot get it here. I've tried. I have tried to get it here and it doesn't work. I'm on AT&T. Grim, what's up? I have Metro PC and High Drive. Grim, what is going on, dude? How is Sea of Thieves, man? How's Sea of Thieves this weekend? Did you complete all the voyages? Oh, shit. Woo-hoo. I'm removing that today. I'm happy I'm not giving Papa AT&T any more money. What the fuck? Still, I didn't do it. Still kicking, didn't stream yesterday, but I played some. Nice. I really want to build an arena team so bad. I really want to build an arena team. And like have it like a TBD team and then like, yeah, have like a TBD team and we, you should and let me get on it. yeah, for sure. Well, like, so I always say this one thing. I have this one thing that I always say, Grim. Like, the one reason why we do not sink, at all is because above the line, I don't even have to worry about it, but above the line is already downstairs, like, repairing. Nowadays, it's not even like a second thought. Like, it's just happening. So like that's the one reason why we don't sink. And like, she's like a great asset to have on a team, on an arena team because of that very reason. I have AT&T and they should, and they said they're going to raise my bills. I'm the best healer. Dirty Dan, you son of a bitch. Yeah, so I had AT&T for a really long time. I was grandfathered in to their unlimited plan because I got on the AT&T with the first 3G. I got into AT&T when the first iPhone 3G came out, and then I stayed with them for a very long time, and just because I was grandfathered into their unlimited, and they. They got me one day. I went into the store to upgrade and they got me by saying they would, I would could pay $60 less for like 22 gigs of download. And like unlimited talks and texts and all that bullshit. And I was like, okay, well, what do I use on a monthly basis? And they were like, well, you use about 16 gigs. And I'm like, okay, so I essentially still have unlimited data, but I'm able to save $60 a month. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I'll do that. If I'm like, my average was about 16 gigs. So that's kind of what I did there, was I switched my unlimited plan. However, I switched to GCI, which is our local ISP here, about 2 years ago, because their plan, they actually had a really great plan. It was actually cheaper than the AT&T plan, because I was paying for internet with GCI for their gigabit down and unlimited data. And I was paying for basically unlimited data with AT&T. So I was paying two separate companies. However, GCI had a deal where if you got two lines plus unlimited plus internet, it was like $200 a month or something like that. It was like it was super cheap considering what I was paying with AT&T and what I was paying with just the internet. Like just the internet alone, I was paying $180 a month. Just on the internet alone. So it like I had this opportunity to then, okay, spend like $210, like $40 more a month on the internet bill, and then also get unlimited data on my phone. It was like the deal's still going. I think that deal's still going on, last key. And like you got two lines plus internet for like $210 a month. I'm pretty sure that's like that deal is still going on. My father worked for AT&T. There was a monopoly issue, made them split AT&T and Bell South. Then Bell South until AT&T bought Bell South, and then they forced them into retirement. Oh, that sucks. My stepdad is a manager at AT&T. Yeah, go check it out. It's called like the Epic Deal or something like that. It's called like the Epic Deal. That's what I was doing for a really long time. GCI. So GCI is our local ISP here. They used to be independently owned, but they sold to a company called Liberty something. So they still have it going on. So it's two lines, unlimited internet with unlimited mobile. And it's two lines with internet. So it's $219 a month. Plus if you don't have your phone paid off or whatever, if you get a new phone through them or whatever, you have to also pay for that. So yeah, it's $219 a month. It's still going on. Call them up. It's called the Unbeatable Plan. Simply Unbeatable Plan is what they're calling it. So give them a ring. Give them a ring up. But like, If I was being real, and this is what was going on in Europe. And when I was in Europe, I was really excited. I was really excited for this plan. So like, when I went over there, I went in and got a Vodafone. But Vodafone is Italy's phone service or whatever. And I went in there. And I was like, hey, I'm just looking for data. That's all I want. I just want data. And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. Like, we can get you data. No big deal. And I was like, cool. And they gave me 50 gigabytes for like $20. And that lasted me the entire trip. And they were like, oh, and if you run out, you can just renew it through the phone app. And I was like, what? That's insane. And so like I was blown away by that. And it was just one of those things that like I didn't really like. I guess I didn't really expect it to be that way, but I wish carriers here did that. I only want data. I don't care about anything else. I will make all my phone calls through Facebook. I don't care at all. Like, I don't want to pay for talks and texts. I hardly use it. Majority of my conversations happen in Discord or Facebook Messenger. I don't really text anymore. And there's like a very small group of people that I actually talk to or text. Very small group. And I would love to see some type of just data plans here in the United States. I really would. I would love just data plans. Now, if they did that, there'd be a whole like list of like things that come along with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you only want data? Fine. You only want data? Fine. You can only go to these websites. Damn you, net neutrality. Damn you. Oh, man. That's going to kick in the gear here soon, too. I'm not looking forward to that those days. That's going to start kicking the gear. There's rumors rumbling about like AT&T and Verizon and other ISPs like starting to like divvy up the internet. There's rumors and it sucks. It sucks that it's going to turn into that. But that's what happens when you take away net neutrality. You know what I mean? Okay. So, what is everyone's thoughts and prayers? Someone said they had T-Mobile, and that was Dirty Dan. Dirty Dan has T-Mobile. So, Dirty Dan, are you excited for this merger? Is this something that you're looking forward to? Do you not even care? Like, for me, it's like, I mean, I don't, you know, like my ISP partners with T-Mobile. So like when I go to the States, like it's going to be fine. Like it's going to be perfectly fine. Like I'll have more coverage, I guess. But that's really about it. You know, I have no stake in it, but I found it's an interesting story. It's a very interesting kind of antitrust kind of thing. I thought you guys might enjoy it. I thought you guys might enjoy knowing about the merger if you guys didn't know about it. All right. So I'll let you guys answer. I'll let you guys answer that. If you guys want to. Okay. We're going to move on to best and worst of the weekend. Best and worst of the weekend. That's essentially. Okay. So what was the best and worst of your weekend? I know Limes was the worst thing than Lime, but I feel like the best was hanging out with friends. Hanging out with your friend. Let's see. The best thing that happened to me this weekend, or the worst thing that happened to me this weekend, is Cora pooped in the house. And she does it. I don't know why. I think she did it out of retaliation of my mom going away. Right. There was my mom went away on their and my stepdad went away for their anniversary. And I think she did it in retaliation. There was a mass shooting. I heard about that. Three people were killed, I believe, including a 6-year-old. That happened. I saw that story. Actually, I was woken up by that story. My phone gives me like wakes me up and then tells me the weather and the time and gives me the top 5 stories going on in the world. And one of them was that shooting. I'm really sorry to hear that happened to your hometown. And it's just awful. Yeah. Maybe this week we'll talk about gun control and the pros and cons and things like that. And I'll do some research. Maybe Thursday we'll talk about gun control. I think it's relevant. I think it's always a relevant conversation, and it's a tragedy that it always, you know, that it comes up, that something like it has to come up during a tragedy like this. And I wish that it wasn't just a talking point when tragedy happened. I wish we would actually do something about it. You know, when that mosque shooting happened in New Zealand, they decided that they would do a gun buyback program for all the illegal guns that they banned. And and that was an action. And the citizens of New Zealand recognized this is a problem that we need to handle, and we need to be a part of the solution. And that millions of people turned in their weapons, and they delivered them to the government, and the government handled them, you know. And I think this is a real conversation Americans need to have with each other, and it's not going to be an easy one. It's going to be tough. But when tragedies like this happen, it's sad that we have to talk about it again instead of doing something about it. I would have made it a story today, but it happened. So I literally heard about it this morning, and yeah. Yeah, especially how often it has happened. I for sure something was going to happen after Las Vegas shooting. I thought most definitely something was going to happen, and nothing did. The conversation went away. The conversation stopped. And it sucks that ended up that was the thing that just stopped. So we need to grieve, and we need to honor those people that were killed. And then today, and then tomorrow, we need to have the conversation about how do we stop these things, because it's happening too often in this country. And in a country that prides itself on being the best, we're really failing right now in something that feels like an easy fix. So that is essentially the worst thing that happened this weekend, I think, for all of us. So I'd say the best thing that happened to me this weekend was the epic battles we were having in Sea of Thieves. Also, this new scene setup. Obviously, I have to fix the webcam issue because it's blurry as shit. Maybe I can. Let me see if I can fuck it up really quick. Best thing, bought a car tree. Worst thing, my cat bit me. Wait. Oh, a cat tree. I read a car tree. I read that as car tree. Hold on one second. Oh no, did I break it? Oh. Am I blurry anymore, folks? Oh. Ah. Am I blurry anymore? Why is this so funny? Not blurry, no. Now you can see my scruffly beard. It's not really a beard. It's more of like a wireframe. I read that as car tree, and I was like, what is a car tree? And then I reread it, and it says cat tree. I agree with you, Grim. There is our politics are so divided on this, and there are some people that truly do want that own guns that want to see change, and then there's also people that are just so that would start Civil War II over it. So. I don't know why, like, there's a group of people in this country that believe that their guns are going to defeat the U.S. government. So I get it that we as Americans own the right, have the right to bear arms. But like our I don't know if the founding fathers ever pictured being able to hold a rifle that could rapidly shoot, you know, we could rapidly shoot rounds at people. I don't think they pictured that kind of world. Maybe they meant having arms. Maybe they meant having bare arms. Bare arms. Everyone has the right to bare arms. Who could imagine what we today? Yeah, back then. No, exactly. Exactly. But the idea behind that, the idea behind that was to have the citizens protect against a government that became a tyranny, that became a dictatorship. It was the responsibility of the people. It was the responsibility of the people to hold their government accountable. However, the people that truly care about that law don't care about holding the government accountable unless it doesn't something they agree with. Right? So like the people that truly care about the Second Amendment don't really care about it unless it affects them personally. Like what I mean by that is they will allow the government to restrict reproductive rights all fucking day. They will let the government be racist all day. But when it comes to other laws, like maybe taxes, like raising taxes or giving health care to everyone, they're like, fuck you, I don't care about that law. And if you put it into place, I'm going to take my guns and I'm going to come after you. Those are the people that truly care about the Second Amendment. Everyone else, it's like, look, I think we need to have a conversation about it. I think we need to have a conversation about what we actually need and what we don't actually need. Those people are reasonable, but the people that like will fight to the death to keep their guns are the ones that don't really care about a government that will become a tyranny. Matt does believe that armed population would be difficult to deal with for the military, but that doesn't think enough people would. But yeah, not enough people. Although I've met those who care about the Second Amendment, do believe changes. I have met, you know, the people that do care, that do want the Second Amendment, also care about that. I know people that as well. But I'm saying those people are wanting to have reasonable conversations about it. Aren't the ones that are that are speaking the loudest. The ones that are speaking the loudest are the ones that don't really care. Right? They just care about keeping their guns, protecting, you know, letting reproductive rights go out the window and all that stuff. Like those are the people that and I'll say this is somewhat of the Deep South. Is part of that. Honestly, half of them probably just want to start another civil war so they don't have to fly around a white flag all the time. But like, I had a friend once who was like, hey man, like we need to go to this protest and we need to fight. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go to the protest. I'll hang out. It's like, you know, if these protests don't do anything, we'll end up having to have a violent revolution. I'm like, all right, dude, look, if you want a violent revolution, that's fine. But as soon as you figure out how to beat an F-22, I'll be right there with my musket. I'll be right there with my musket standing right next to you. I promise. Like that. That's like, I think a rebel force would definitely be a pain in the ass for the U.S. military, but let's be real here. We have pumped billions of dollars into the military. They got everything. And I love it. There's this like irony between it too. When you really think about it, the people who want to keep their guns, to fight a government that becomes a dictatorship or becomes unwieldy. Those people that want to fight that government are also fighting for a military complex that is like that is in the $700 billion. They want people. They want all the military power we can get, and they love the military. And they want to. They want the military, but they're also willing to go fight the military that they're over here trying to build up. It's just like, okay, so what happens when the government does become unruly and you can't take it anymore? What happens? Oh, well, I'm going to fight it. Well, you over here, you were just building them up and giving and saying, yeah, put more money in the military. Give them $7 billion. Whatever. What are you going to do then? Like, they got F-22s because of you. They got aircraft carriers because of you. Like, what are you going to do? Matt was saying amount of infrastructure damage would incredibly undesirable if they had to pull out the big guns. Yeah, like if they, I mean, there would be. It would. Yeah, they spend on stupid shit, too. You know, anyways, we're getting off track, but. Definitely the conversation of gun control needs to happen, especially after what happened in Northern California. And my heart breaks for that community. My heart breaks for the United States. And I really, really hope that we have a really tough conversation about what needs to happen, because it's too much. It's too much. And we need to have a serious conversation as a country. And and lobbyists need to be fucking banned. They just do. Okay. What time is it? It's 10:10. It happened during a festival, right? Yes. Again, I didn't talk about it today because I just heard about it this morning, so I didn't have a lot of time to do any research on it. Yeah, there's a video online as well. Doesn't show much, but you do hear gunshots in the distance, and then people running. So, it's a tragic video. To give you guys kind of like what I did was I upgraded the camera to 1080p. So I was using 720p because this camera does 60p at 720, but only does 30p at 1080. So right now what you're seeing is a 30p image, which is fine, I guess. Everything else is 60p. So whatever. This camera can run at 60. Yeah, it's better. Cool. Yeah, it also gave a better key, right? It also did a little bit of a better key to it because it has a little bit more pixels to work with. Oh, look at that key. Look how beautiful it is. Oh my god. I can touch the green screen and it doesn't even. Sorry. All right. I'll stop talking about the key right now. All right. Jeez. All right, everyone. We're going to move on and talk about the Boeing company. You like these little things I put here? The little slate, the Pokeballs, the pirate ship. All on this little shelf. Like I said, like I really do want like a practical set one day, but this is really great. I like this a lot. I like this setup that we have right now. Okay. Gonna talk about the Boeing company. Does anyone know? I like it. Thank you. I appreciate the compliments, guys and gals. I like it. Let's see here. What? Yeah. I will. I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do to do that. Because right now it's just sitting on a tripod, so I can actually lower it down and all that stuff. okay, so let's talk about. And I'm thinking about like putting like little like figurines right here and stuff on my monitor, like put a little Bernie Sanders. What? There you go. Put a little Bernie Sanders right there. maybe put a little glass Korra figure. Put a little glass Korra figure. There you go. That's all I got on my desk right now. okay, so let's talk about the Boeing company. Who's heard of this company before? It's not Boeing, the airline. Boring is what I should say. Boring, not Boeing. Boring company. The Boring Company. I keep saying Boeing, but it's not Boeing. It's Boring. So... who has heard of the Boring Company before? It's a company founded by Elon Musk, and it's actually owned about 90%. Yes, so we're going to talk about it. It's actually owned 90% by Elon Musk. However, that may have changed. So they actually raised $120 million through selling their stocks, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about what they are, what they're doing. What are they doing? Well, it's weird. I'll just say that much. So what is the Boring Company? The Boring Company is a company that's started by Elon Musk. And it's kind of an offshoot. It was kind of like a subsidiary of SpaceX. So space was going into the sky, into the space, into the unknown. We were going into the known, and this company's going into the known and drilling holes in the earth. This is kind of a billion-dollar... this company is kind of like a billion-dollar hobby for our friend Elon. He started it because he wanted to do different projects. Or he started it to build a kind of a drone drill that could make tunnels extremely quickly, right? So that's kind of what he was doing. And this is all a means to an end. So the end being fast travel, fast transportation, in very heavily populated areas. So like Los Angeles, DC, things like that, places like that. This is kind of along those lines. And so, where am I? I lost my space. Lost my notes. So one of the projects, so there's two different projects that he's using. He's kind of one called The Loop. The Loop is point A to point B, I guess you could say, short distance traveling for individual vehicles, for private vehicles. So you could, basically they have an example where you get into your Tesla and you drive up and you get like little bumpers, or you get into like a sled of some kind. And then, you know what? Let me just see if I can find a video that can play in the background. let's see. The Boring Company. Tunnels. Okay, here we go. So this is kind of an example right here. Oh, let me move Bernie here. All right. So this is kind of an example. You would pull up and you would go into one of these sleds kind of things, and then it would take you down, and then you would fast travel. The other way to do it as well is they talked about having little bumpers on the side, and then your car just drives you through. But the idea is you'll be able to go up to 150 miles an hour within these tunnels. And you can get to, say, like Washington, like JFK to DC within 29 minutes, which is like insane amount of time. And so that is kind of what they kind of what they were going for with this idea with called the loop system. So this is called the loop system, and it's really intuitive. Now, they have had this idea of private vehicles being able to do this, but over the years, it has really developed in more of a public transit system. So it'd be like you get into like a bus style vehicle, and then it lowers it down and then busts it. Sounds boring. And then it'll bust through at 150 plus miles an hour. So that is that. Let me just replay this here. So that is kind of what is happening with that. And then they also, the other project is called Hyperloop, which is probably the most famous of the loops that these are coming out. Right. So this is the Hyperloop is what you've mainly heard of. And this is for more longer distance traveling. And the idea here is that you get into a train or a subway or a type of system, and then they vacuum seal the tube, and you can go extremely fast because there's no like air resistance on the vehicle itself, so you'll be able to go lightning fast. And they're saying that you'll be able to make it to Los Angeles to San Francisco in like 45 minutes or something like that. Unheard of speeds, faster than planes, more fuel efficient than planes. And that is that's the whole point of the Boring Company, right? The Boring Company. Yes, they're building a drill, but the whole point of it is to build systems like this. And they already have a couple of the loop systems in place. So the loop system in Chicago, they're going to be building one there from downtown to the airport. So you'll be able to go from downtown to O'Hara in 20 minutes. Also Vegas, there's going to be some ideas in Vegas right now. There's some ideas in Vegas right now that kind of building a loop system there. And then the Hyperloop is still very much in development. Still very, very much in development. And that's kind of the idea of the Boring's company. Now, where have they been getting their money from? So a big part of it was Elon Musk. Elon Musk, kind of 90% of it was owned by Elon. And then SpaceX also put some money into the system. So you'd be able to the company would be able to get started. But it's independently run. Elon is the owner of it, and then SpaceX still has some stake. That is essentially where we're at with it right now. But to get bigger, right? To get bigger, to get better, they need to have outside investors. They need to fundraise more money, and they've been trying to do this in different, interesting ways, really strange ways. And one of the ways that they have been doing this is one that last Kiwi Bird just brought up, that they sold flamethrowers. They developed flamethrowers and then sold them. And that was one way they tried to fundraise money for the company. And they fundraised $11 million. They fundraised about $2 million or $4 or $5 million on that alone. And then merchandise. They actually sold hats and t-shirts, and a totaling about $11 million between the flamethrowers and the merch. So they sold hats, they sold t-shirts, they sold flamethrowers, and they made about $11 million. That's how they've been trying to fundraise money to make this company happen. However, this last time around, they have raised $120 million. And the way they did that was they sold stock equity within the company. And 20 unnamed investors have invested $120 million in the Boring Company. And that's a great start that they need to really ramp this up. Now, the only thing that's really standing in this company's way is government and financing. That's really all that's stopping this company from developing these systems. There's nothing really else. Public opinion. Like, the public opinion is there. Ooh, what's up, legs for hands? How you doing, BB? So, like, the public opinion, people like this idea. They think it's interesting. So the public opinion is there. It's just government and money is really what's stopping this from growing. And so it's, I think it's a great idea. I think that we need faster travel. I don't think planes are the way it's going to happen. I think planes. Then they give me an example. We tried to do supersonic planes and they blew up. Yeah, we have other issues like earthquakes and things like that. But like, they do address earthquakes on their website. But like, there's not so much that can go wrong in 45 minutes. I mean, especially in a vacuum tube, there's no air. So there's not like there can be really a fire in the tube because there's no air. So there's no way for the air to actually for a fire to actually start. But like if an earthquake happened, that would be tragic. But from my understanding, it's not the most of the tunnel isn't going to be underground for these for the Hyperloop. The majority of it's going to be over on land. And yeah, I think, you know, if we're going to create supervillains here, right? If we're creating supervillains, who's the this is going to be Elon Musk. This is going to be Elon Musk in roughly about 4 or 5 years. He's going to be boring his way through America and just destroying places, stealing banks. And this is Elon Musk. Elon Musk in about 4 years, folks. Looks just like him already. Looks just like him already. What's up, Reno? How you doing, dude? How you doing? So, Mole Musk. My name is Mole Musk. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so look, I don't think air travel is the future of high speed travel. I really don't. I think Elon has a great vision. I think he has a great vision for the future. I think that he is definitely going to. I think he's definitely has a better idea than airplanes. Like he could have definitely gone the airplane route, right? He definitely could have gone there and he could have been like, okay, we're going to go airplanes. Airplanes, the way of the future. And I think he's right. I don't think it is airplanes. Yeah. Airplanes can, like you can get air, but they ruin the environment. They're like not cost effective at all. And if you're able to build, hypothetically this, think about it. If you're able to build Hyperloop tubes just across the train tracks, right? Not across train tracks, but like right next to train tracks, you essentially already have the land there. Just build them across it or underneath them. And you already have the routes for the Hyperloop. You don't even have to develop new routes. You just build the Hyperloops across the train tracks or parallel to the train tracks. And then now you can cross country. You go to fucking LA to New York, LA to New York in 2 hours. But like, at that point, it just make more train. No, but you wouldn't like the Hyperloop wouldn't be a train. I mean, it would be a train per se, I guess. But like, it's a hyper speed. It's like a train going 1,000 miles an hour. Like you're able to get from San Francisco to New York in no time. Woohoo! Woohoo! You know what I mean? So like the infrastructure, like the routes are already there. We don't need to reinvent the routes. For the Hyperloop, the routes already exist. It's just how do you, you know, it's, how do you get public opinion? How do you get all those other, how do you get the funding and all that other stuff? But I think it's, I think what he is doing, you could invest in high speed trains, but the, I think the, do you, let me ask you this question. Do you think that invest in high speed trains that ultimately can only what go 200, like 200 miles an hour or something like, what's the fastest high speed train? Hold on. Fastest high speed, high speed train. What's the fastest high speed train? 267 miles an hour. That's essentially how fast the high speed train can go. And that's in Shanghai. So what Elon is saying is his Hyperloop. How fast can the Hyperloop go? The Hyperloop will be able to go up to 700 miles an hour. Be able to go 700 miles an hour. I'd rather have more accessibility to more people than the Hyperloop, since from what I understand, you can require a car to use it. No. So there's two different things. So there are two different aspects to this. There's what they call the loop. The loop is the car, the private car one, right? The loop is the private car, and then the Hyperloop is a vacuum sealed long distance traveling system. So loop is going from downtown Chicago to the airport in 20 minutes in your private car. Hyperloop is a vacuum sealed vehicle that basically can hold like 150 passengers and then take you from, say, San Francisco to New York going 730 miles an hour. So basically you'd be going as fast as like a jet, as like a fighter jet. So there's two different things with the Boring Company. Yeah, the boy. I think there's more. I think, what's the word I'm looking for? There's more, viability. I don't know. there's more stake, more things in it that I think would take, like the Hyperloop would achieve. I think there's more to it that is necessary. Like getting if you wanted to like go to San Francisco to New York, if you wanted to go do that, like say I want to go have lunch in New York, the Hyperloop is a great thing. You'd be like, oh, let's go have lunch in New York. Let's get on the Hyperloop and go to New York for the day. Like a 2-hour trip on that would be like nothing, you know? And you just zoom right across. And like I was saying before, why, like, you wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel. All you have to do is follow the train tracks, you know? So, and it, you know, and if the government really wanted to fund something like this, they could. They could really be an investor in this as well. So this is something that's interesting. Someone, so let me just break this down. I'm reading a little bit more about the Hyperloop here. I wasn't going to go super in deep about like what the Hyperloop was, other than like the basics, but like reading a little bit more about it. So the Hyperloop will be able to take passengers up to 350 miles at a route of, and then going at the speed of 760 miles per hour, take 30 minutes. It takes you 30 minutes to go 350 miles. So that's Los Angeles, San Francisco. Los Angeles, San Francisco. And they're saying the undertaking project will propose Hyperloop can be a large financial. It's largely anticipated a 350-mile trip between Los Angeles and San Francisco would cost $20 each way. So it'd be $40 to get to San Francisco in 30 minutes. But the cost of the actual building the Hyperloop is $7 billion. And that's just, that is just building it to San Francisco to Los Angeles. So that's a big chunk of change. But if they really wanted to do like an infrastructure project, the government really wanted to make a big infrastructure project, this would be a great one, I think. First, it was, you know, the railroad was a big infrastructure project. I think something along like Hyperloop would be a really great one. You know, just something to think about. I think what the Boring Company is doing is really great. I think it's kind of it's just a hobby right now, it seems like, for our friend Elon Musk. But I think that in the way they're fundraising money is kind of quirky and weird, but whatever. I mean, he's an eccentric billionaire, so I guess it makes sense. Like, how do you want to raise money this week? How do you want to raise money this week, Elon? I was thinking that we could sell flamethrowers. Perfect. We'll get right on that, boss. Weird. Weird indeed. Anyways. Is there anything anyone else wants to talk about? Is there anything else on anyone's mind? We talked about the T-Mobile merger, how good and bad it could be. We talked about The Boys. Don't talk about The Boys. I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to watch it today, actually. No, I'm not going to watch it tonight because I'm streaming tonight. Do it. Okay, gosh. A couple scheduling updates. We are no longer doing Friday night streams. We're no longer doing Friday night streams. We will be. We're no longer doing Friday night streams. That's because arguably Friday nights have been the worst night. Like, yeah, I get it that like everyone's off of work, but also everybody and their brother is streaming. So arguably it's the worst night for me. And so I'm going to be taking Friday nights off and really focusing on the channel and networking and also maybe hanging out with some IRL friends and things like that. So that is, I'm taking Fridays off, but we will be doing the show Friday mornings. We're just not doing Friday night streams. So just keep that in mind. Also, spread out, we might do streams Saturday and Sunday, but usually I have those days off. Okay, so wondering how much you could improve existing transportation message with $6 billion. I don't live in LA, but I imagine that's not trivial to get around the city, as $6 billion could be better spent there. Well, so I lived in LA for a long time, and if they have a deal where you can... If they have a way where, like, say, the loop system can improve a little bit of the transit system, that would be great. It's so bad there. It's so bad. I was stuck in. I told a story last week about how I was stuck on the 405 for 6 hours because of a car accident. It was awful. I had to sleep in my car. Didn't get to go home and shower. Didn't get to do any of that stuff. Now, the Hyperloop is $6 billion. And the Hyperloop, the thing about the Hyperloop is that, like, the Hyperloop is like the whole purpose of the loop system. The whole purpose of the loop system is to work is for the congestive traffic and trying to combat that. That was the whole purpose of the loop system. Hyperloop is meant for more of a long distance traveling, which, let's be real, like, yeah, sure, like, planes are able to travel further distances, but it still takes 6 hours to fly coast to coast. That's a long time. That's a long time to be in a plane and being disconnected from the world. Now, sure, you can get Wi-Fi in the planes now, but, like, I would prefer, like, thinking about business and thinking about, like, okay, I can have a meeting in New York City with a client if I just commute 2 hours on the Hyperloop instead of having to go and have a face-to-face conversation with them instead of having to get on a plane for 6 hours, fly there, stay the night, and then and then have the meeting and then get on a plane that night or stay there again and then have to just leave. So it's like a 3-day trip where the Hyperloop changes everything in the sense that, okay, now it takes me roughly three hours to get to New York City. Let me just give an example of this. My uncle used to travel back and forth to New York City from LA all the time. At minimum, every other week, he would go to New York. And it would be for like two meetings. He'd have to go there for like two meetings, but the client wanted to see him face to face, so we had to fly back to New York all the time. And so that was 6 hours there, 6 hours back, like meetings and all that stuff, where he could have just commuted 2 hours there and 2 hours back. You know, like it's a much, like, if we're talking about the future of travel, I don't think planes is where it's at. I don't think train is where it's at. I think the Hyperloop, the way it's built, is that it's a vacuum. There's no air. There's all that stuff. And if it can go 760 miles an hour now, how fast would it be able to go once it's developed even more? So that's something to think about too. This is like the first development of it. How fast can it go when it gets truly developed? A couple more streaming notes. We are going to start playing this game, Detroit Become Human. Oh, right over here. We're going to start playing this game. I'm debating if I'm going to start it tonight or if I'm going to start it tomorrow. But we are going to start playing this. I gotta figure out like how I'm going to break it up. I think I might do. I know there's chapters. I know there's chapter. It's chapter based. So I might like do like one or two chapters a stream. And then like everyone knows, okay, we're going to do chapters 1 through 3 and then we're going to do 4 through 6, blah, 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 you know. So that's kind of like how I think I'm going to do it. I'm not 100% sure yet. But I want you guys to know what we're going to get into, how we're going to get into it before I start playing it. I want it to be a little more structured than just, hey, we're playing Detroit Before Human. Let's go. So how do you guys like the new setup? Obviously, I got to work on the posters. I got to work on the posters, make sure that those are fixed before each stream. Got to make sure that these guys are fixed before each stream. I fucked that up today, but I will make sure that they are fixed before each stream. This is the new setup. I think I am going to put some like figures here on the monitor. So a little more, you know. You son of a bitch, Dan. You son of a bitch. Also, if you guys didn't know this, we are on Spotify now. So if you guys, what the fuck? I didn't do anything. I'm just chilling. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm removing it today. I'm going to hit up the developer and be like, hey, people just sit in my stream and their joining thing has like just pops up on stream. What's going on? So I'm going to remove it today and then I'm going to email the developer. That's our show for today, everyone. I know I said it was going to be a little shorter, but it ended up actually being the full 2 hours. Who do we want to show some love to? Let's go Liv. Let's show some love to Liv. She's online. She's killing it right now in Final Fantasy. And she is, she looks like she's really enjoying this game, which is really great. Really glad I sadly couldn't get into it, but, I did play for a good amount of time on it. I will say that I did play for a good amount of time. But we're going to go show her some love. If you guys also in my Discord, that if you guys, In my Discord, if you guys want to suggest any topics, any show topics, any movie trailers, anything like that, throw them in the show topic section and I will look into them the best as I can. To Dirty Dan being here, we're actually going to, just so you know, Dirty Dan, we are going to talk about the Electoral College fairly soon. We're going to talk about the Electoral College fairly soon. And basically break it down, like why it's important, why it's not. Should we get rid of it? Shouldn't we get rid of it? I know that's a topic that you wanted to talk about. I'm currently developing that topic. So, I'm developing that whole thing right now as we like over the last couple of weeks, I've been like doing like little bits here and there. So, I do hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys tonight. Keep an eye on Twitter. If you guys like, depending on if we're going to play Detroit Human today or like some type of, or maybe Sea of Thieves. But I will see you guys all later. Have a great evening or have a great day. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to the recorded podcast of Mornings with Aiken. Join us live and give your opinion on topics Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time on twitch.tv/CharlieAiken.